What is up, my beautiful friends? I am Heather Newman, and this is the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, episode number 193. Today, we're going to talk about the profound exploration of our beliefs and unraveling the threads that weave the tapestry of our reality. So settle in, because this journey is about to take us deep into the intricacies of our inner power. So stay with me.
You're listening to the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, your go-to source for all things health and fitness transformation, with certified nutrition coach and specialist turned online fitness planning mentor, Heather Newman. Heather's goal is to empower women like you to take control of your overall health and fitness strategy. Tune in each week for a realistic approach as she shares tips and tools to glitter your soul and add sparkle to your life. Let's get unstuck. You are not a treat. So let's learn to move, change, and find true happiness by creating a vision and living your dreams. For blog posts, exclusive offers, fitness strategies, monthly VIP challenges, at-home workout plans, and more, be sure to subscribe to glitteryou.com. Now tighten that ponytail, embrace a more fulfilled and positive approach to life, and let's get happy. Here's your host, Heather Newman.
Hello there, my beautiful tone babes. Welcome back to the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, a podcast for all you ladies in the second half of life who are ready to take responsibility for your own well-being and create a life that you love living. I am here to help motivate women just like you to look good and feel fabulous in this second half of life. I am your host, Heather Newman, and after spending the first 48 years of my life being a complete people pleaser and living with a scarcity mindset, I was stuck and ready for a change. I reinvented myself, I stopped outsourcing my happiness, and I've been brave enough to live a different kind of life. I will be here each week to help you do the exact same thing. So grab your headset or your earbuds, lace up those sneakers, tighten that ponytail, and let's do this. It's going to be a lot of fun. All right. I am so happy to be back with you. Episode number 193. How are you doing today? It is a Wednesday when I'm recording this. I'm hanging out with my little Nemo, so hopefully he doesn't make any noise in the background. It's usually Noodle that makes the noises in the background, and he is not with us today in here. Huh, my little baby Nemo. My little Nemo. He's a long-haired chihuahua. If you've ever done any of my workouts or seen any of my videos, he's usually with me, or even on my Instagram at GlitterYou, you can check out my little Neem. So today we're talking about something that I really, really love, and I'm sharing some affirmations with you that I actually have on repeat. I'm going to give them to you, a list for free if you want it. So hang on until the end. I'll tell you how you can get those. But today, we're going to embark on a profound exploration of our beliefs and the unraveling of the, let's just say, the threads that kind of weave all of everything in our world, our tapestry of our reality. So settle in, because this journey is about to take us deep into your inner power. So it's not going to be all woo-woo and all that stuff. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever felt like there was like this nudge or a persistent thought that was kind of whispering in your brain or in your mind? And it was something kind of nudging you to take some kind of action, something that you think you should do, something, a thought that sounded like something exciting and creative and something that could maybe help others, something that would have an expression of yourself, something that you just felt this nudge. I don't know how else to explain it. Do you know what I'm talking about? So it's that inner compass. It's a guiding force that is attempting to lead you towards something extraordinary. That, my friend, is God's little nudge. And today, we're going to venture into some of the realizations of beliefs, right? Like, beliefs are the architects of our reality. beliefs shape our perceptions, and beliefs steer our actions. So in my personal journey that led me to the creation of the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, gosh, when did we start this podcast? I want to say it was 2019, but I wasn't consistent. Like, I had the nudge. I knew I wanted to do it. I wasn't really sure what my message was going to be other than sharing the season that I was in. And I knew it was to get unstuck, because if you know my story about the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, you are not a tree. Get unstuck. You are not a tree. That's the message that God gave me in my dreams over and over and over again. And I was just like ignoring it. I'm like, what is it? Get unstuck. You're not a tree. Like, it just kept coming up, but that was my personal journey. But that's what led to the creation of this podcast. And it's been like, I don't know. It's just been a journey. I mean, if you want to go back and listen to the beginning ones, they're not good. They're not that great. But I left them up because I hope that my journey with my podcast and how far we've actually come, we're at 193 episodes now. It takes showing up. It takes practice. I literally probably had like two people, like maybe, listening to my podcast in the very beginning. But I made it more about like who I was trying to serve, who I was trying to show up for. I was looking for whoever resonated with some of the topics that I was going to talk about. So whatever those topics, it was a broad variety of fitness and nutrition and my book and the sugar detox and health and wellness and approaching, you know, midlife or the age of 50. So just pay attention. I guess my message is pay attention to your beliefs and understand that sometimes we often carry a load of programmed false beliefs that I'm not good enough. I don't know what I'm doing. Who am I to say I can do this? Or someone's going to do it better? Or what will other people think? Like, know that your brain is already programmed with some beliefs that are not necessarily true just because your subconscious is telling you that. And it could be holding us back from unlocking our full potential. So let's embark on a transformative journey, understanding how we can flip the script and allow our light to shine with some grace. Now, have you ever found yourself like dealing with low self-confidence or wrestling in the self-doubt or feeling as if you're incapable of achieving those dreams, be it the nudge or be it something else that you know that you really wanted to do, but you're just like, I don't know if I could do it, so I'm just not going to do it. Like, these struggles are not uncommon. And today, I want to share not just one, but two transformative ideas that can shift your perspective and set you on a new path. So firstly, let's envision your beliefs as filters or like a lens that color the way that you perceive the world. Now imagine if we could swap those lenses for a pair of glasses that highlights or strengthens our endless possibilities. We all carry narratives. We all carry stories that either uplift us or they pull us down. And the beauty lies in our own ability to rewrite these stories, changing the way that we see ourselves and the world. And that's really cool. Hey there, fabulous listeners. We've got some exciting news to share. If you're all about embracing style and that happy feeling in the second half of life, you don't want to miss out on the fabulous finds at Glitter U's new online e-commerce shop, glitteru.shop. That's glitteru.shop. Picture this. Feathered workout tees that are as light as the breeze and as stylish as you are. You can make it however you wish, perfect for those energizing workouts or just lounging in style. And guess what? We've got a game changer for your workout wardrobe, the 18 karat gold plated Tome Babe official workout choker. It's not just an accessory, it's super, super light. It's gorgeous. It's a statement of empowerment. GlitterU.shop is your go-to destination for all things style and happy feelings in the second half of life. We believe in embracing the beauty of every moment and feeling fantastic while you're doing it. So what are you waiting for? Head on over to GlitterU.shop now and treat yourself to these fabulous finds because you deserve to sparkle in every chapter of life. GlitterU.shop. Where style meets happiness. All right, we are back. Now, I want to tell you about a life coaching client. It's a very inspiring story that I think might resonate with some of you. Even though what she did may not be exactly what you are looking to do or being nudged to do. Anyway, let's just call her Sarah. I tend to use that name. I don't know why. That's not her real name, but that's the one that we're going to use for this episode. So Sarah is a very courageous, courageous woman who faced a crisis of believing. Well, she faced a crisis of belief, right? Like she didn't believe while she was trying to pursue her dream of starting a very small little bakery. And the doubts kept creeping in. She would often replay the record in her brain, asking herself, am I skilled enough to do this? Like, what if I fail? And after going through some life coaching sessions, and honestly, it was only, I think, two or three of them, despite the inner turmoil, she chose to confront her fears head on. And let me just tell you, I'm so very proud of her. Today, her bakery is not merely a place for delightful treats, but it stands as a true testament to the power of choosing belief over doubt. So let's go on and talk about the second idea, right? Like we just discussed the first idea. The second idea is the art of retraining your brain. So yes, you heard that right. Our brains are not fixed entities. And Sarah's story is also a reflection of this idea number two, because she unveiled this way of retraining her brain in through our life coaching sessions. And you don't necessarily have to have life coaching sessions in order to have the confidence to do this. I can share with you some tools that we use inside of my one-on-one coaching. But for the most part, if you get a copy, like I told you, if you hang out to the end, I'll give you a copy of my I Am, my affirmations. If you will give yourself this little test, and I know it's going to sound so simple, it's going to be one of those things where you're like, yeah, okay, I'll try it, whatever. And you're going to get off the podcast and you're just not going to do it. But if you decide to do it, I want you to do me a favor. If you stay to the end of this podcast, which we're almost done, it's not a long one at all. If you stay to the end of this podcast and you follow the instructions to get a copy of my free affirmations. Now, remember, the affirmations are mine, okay? And mine do change because once I practice them, which I'm going to ask you to do, your call to action, your homework tonight, I'm going to give you that. If you do all of that, I'm going to share you on my story. I'm going to share you in maybe my next podcast and use you as inspiration for other women who actually did the doggone thing. You don't have to pay for a coach. I'm here if you need me. I love coaching. I love it. But my podcasts are also like free coaching. So if you hang out with us at the Hashtag Get Unstuck podcast, if you listen to all of them, especially from like 100 on, those are mostly coaching sessions or little nuggets that you can kind of borrow when you need them. So Sarah used the affirmation homework assignment that I'm going to offer to you today. I'm going to challenge you to do it. That's going to be your call to action, your homework. So it's about retraining your brain. And I know some people are like, what do you mean? Like, retrain my brain. Our brains are not fixed entities. They possess an incredible plasticity that allows us to reshape the way that we think. We are brought up thinking a certain way through generational baggage and just what we're exposed to, and that becomes our normal, and we don't ever challenge that. You guys know me, I'm going to challenge everything. So consider the substantial evidence from studies that show that consistently practicing positive thoughts and affirmations, we create new neural pathways. That's right. Rewiring our brains for success and positivity. Yes, you heard me right. There is science-backed research that shows that by practicing positive thoughts and affirmations, we create new neural pathways, rewiring our brains for success and for positivity. So if you are negative Nancy, I've got something special for you, because if you're going to put in the time and the effort and the energy, you're going to be able to change negative Nancy into positive Patty. So allow me to immerse you in a story backed by science, okay? A study conducted with individuals who consistently practiced gratitude, the results revealed not just a change in the mindset, but observable transformations in their brain scans. It showcased increased activities in areas associated with happiness and well-being. You guys, this is amazing to know that we have the power within us to rewire all that negative subconscious stuff. Do you understand how mind-blowing this is? So listeners, your beliefs, you have immense power in shaping your reality. It's time to be intentional about the beliefs that you allow to guide your journey. And if you don't believe me, just try it. If I'm wrong, come back to me after your homework assignment and tell me. Okay? Choose beliefs that elevate you, that propel you towards all those nudges and all those goals and all those dreams. All right. Thank you for joining me on this enriching odyssey within the realms of belief on the hashtag Get Unstuck podcast. Remember, you possess the power to rewrite your beliefs and to sculpt the life and shape the life that you desire. If you're ready to take the next step in your empowerment journey, consider becoming a glitter babe by signing up at glitteryou.com. As a special bonus, I'll send you a copy of my own affirmations to help you on your new happy path. So go to glitteryou.com. This is how you're going to get it, okay? This is how, if you stayed to the end, we're almost done, 18 minutes in, you're going to go to glitteryou.com on the first page today. Today is March the 6th of 2024. So depending on when you're listening to this, today you're going to go to glitteryou.com. And on the first page, you're going to scroll down. It's going to say, become a glitter babe. You are welcome here. Once you put in your little name and your email address, I am going to send you to your email an email with a PDF for you to download and get a copy of all the affirmations. And here's your homework. Once you get those affirmations, I want you to print it out and I want you to say them 3 times each for the next 30 days. That's it. 3 times each for the next 30 days. 3 times each for the next 30 days. 3 times each for the next 30 days. Affirmations. And I want you to take a selfie. Once you get your download, I want you to take a selfie and I want you to tag me on Instagram at GlitterU and say, I got my affirmations. That's all I want you to do. That's your homework today. Super simple. We're going to do this 3 times a day. It doesn't have to be all at once. It could be once in the morning, twice at night, twice in the morning, once at night, once in the middle of the day, once when somebody's aggravating the you know what out of you, pull out your affirmations. We're going to switch that brain. We're going to rewire some things. We're going to be practicing positive thoughts consistently with our affirmations. So don't forget, go to glitteryou.com. scroll down. It's on the first page, the home page, and it says like current offers. And then right under that, there's this become a glitter babe. You are welcome here. And it just asks for your name and your email. Then you'll get it. You'll get it in your email. Okay? All right. I will see your selfies over on Instagram. You're going to tag me at GlitterU. And you're going to say, Heather, I got my affirmations. Okay? I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you next time, you guys. Bye.
Hey, friend. Thank you so much for listening to Heather's Get Unstuck podcast. Her goal is to help as many women as possible, and if this episode helped you in any way, you can directly impact Heather's efforts by simply sharing a screenshot of this to your social media or team. Also, if you're looking for additional support, feel free to find Heather on Instagram at GlitterU, her website at www.glitteru.com, and or join the free Get Unstuck Community Facebook group.